Andrew, 1 second inside the time. That looked like a great round.
Yeah, he is superb. I made a conscious effort to make sure I jumped every single fence, which, you know, he's a very sensitive horse in the rail, and he would have sensed I was being a little bit too physical on him, perhaps, because a few years jumping too high and too deliberate. But I would think he sensed I had a little bit much pressure in the rein on takeoff and a bit much pressure in the leg. But, you know, he did it, and that's what he's meant to do. You know, last year I was far too casual. It was all too easy, and, you know, look what happened. So I tried to make sure I concentrated. And the little trip up the bank coming out of the water.
An anxious moment there.
Well, that helped me a lot. It got me really switched on, and it got him very switched on to making sure he's going to jump each thing in front of him, whereas up to there he was running a bit forward to them.
And your minute markers, you've got your minute markers out there, did they ride according to plan?
Yeah, at 2 minutes I was about 5 seconds late, which I thought would be normal. By the time I got to the others, I think I was probably 3 seconds late by the at the lake. I would have been three, that's 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then after that I was pretty much on time, and then at one stage I was a little ahead, but the white gates slow you up a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, he comes home quick, and he might not be as fast as most horses, but he's very, very fit, and he doesn't stop, he keeps going.
A bit like his rider.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Well, look, you're still going to be ahead of the leaderboard. You're going to go into show jumping tomorrow at the head of the leaderboard. Good show jumper?
Normally he's a good show jumper. I can't see why he should lose that ability overnight.